Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Go podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in the afternoon session by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
Yeah, a little rearranging this week, huh?
Yep, got our special, what do you want to virtual training for the Iron Circle tomorrow. Jesse Cole's coming in from the Savannah Bananas. If you have not heard about the Savannah Bananas, they've really turned baseball on its head. It's become... It's an entertainment. I mean, obviously it's still baseball. The rules have changed. It's got just a great story. He's got a special on HBO and I think Netflix maybe, or YouTube.
YouTube, I think. Yeah. They broadcast their games and stuff on YouTube.
Yeah. It's you guys got to check him out. A lot of people are hearing more and more about him. I first was introduced to Savannah Bananas when I read one of Mike McAllister's book. I don't know which one it was, but he introduced it. I looked into it. I thought it was pretty cool. And maybe a year later, it popped up on Netflix or something, and I watched the story, and they have a like a Sports Center special on them. Anyways, long story short, you got a guy who's completely changed the boring game of baseball, took a minor league baseball team that he was a manager of and ended up buying it and turned the whole game around. Yeah. Now it's selling out stadiums all across the U.S. They sold out where the Houston Astros play.
40,000 seats.
43,000. Yeah. We went to it. We got a chance to go to a game in Mesa. Anyways, the point of the story is that, you know, we've got him, and he's going to be speaking about how to create raving fans to our Iron Circle. So cool little day tomorrow. So, you know, we're doing the podcast in the afternoon. That's why I was just bringing that up. All right, couple things. Obviously, you're going to hear more about it, but the Grow Summit is locked and loaded. We have a full slate from the Thursday afternoon to a full-blown pre-con, pre-con or whatever you want to call it. It's a workshop. I'm going to be teaching that with Zach, kind of going over the $1 million model and all the tools that we use to great speaker lineup.
Yeah.
Amazing
speaker lineup.
Day one's fix what's broken today, and day two's how to scale into the future.
There you go.
The biggest opportunities in the future, all kinds of cool stuff going on. So, GrowSummitChicago.com.
GrowSummitChicago.com. Yeah, we'll make sure it's in the show notes. Grab your tickets. Again, like every year, we do a tiered system. So the price of those tickets will go up as we get closer to the event.
Right.
When you jump on, lock your tickets in today, and you'll pay the lowest price out there. So
very cool. All right, let's jump into the topic. Why don't we?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right, so this topic is something I'm seeing more and more, and I don't think it's ever changed. I think it's just more... I've seen it three times in the last week. People struggling in their gyms for lead flow, for cash, for whatever it is, and they get roped into a hook, a challenge, something that they were served up on Instagram or Facebook as an ad, promising big stuff. And I know we talked about bullshit offers a couple episodes ago, whatever, very similar to that, but really what I'm talking about now is the breaking of what you believe in as a gym owner. So as a gym owner, you believe in something. You believe in a way to train. You believe in a community you want to create. You believe in the equipment that or the style of training. You believe in something.
Yeah.
And whatever you believe in doesn't matter. You need to, first off, think about what you do believe, but stand true to that.
Yeah.
When you're being pressured and when you're under the gun to make payroll, not to break that, because unfortunately a desperate gym owner, somebody that has to make payroll next week or pay rent this week gets real creative real quick and starts throwing all kinds of weird shit out there just to make the pay.
Yeah. See what sticks type of thing. Yeah.
And they disregard any repercussions that could happen. And look, that's a tough place to be, right? Like I've got to make payroll. If I don't do this thing paid in full challenge, bait and switch, high ticket thing, bringing in a new products or profit center.
Sure.
That you didn't take through the five question matrix, and you just, you know, you're throwing everything out the window, what you believe in, mm-hmm. just to cover the bills. And there's ways to go about doing it the right way. First, I think every gym should have some type of line of credit.
Yeah. And that we local, talk funding all the time with gyms. Yep.
Like a local bank, even Amex, or there's a lot of banks that will give you lines of credit that you only pay interest on what you use. Mm-hmm. So maybe you have a $100,000 line of credit and you're using 15 grand just to cover the bills, and then you can pay back or mm-hmm. whatever. But if you don't have that, now you're just gonna do anything.
Desperation,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, and so that's really what this show's about. We were working with a gym owner in the Iron Circle not long ago, and he was so close. I mean, he was 40,000, almost breaking the stride. And he left the IC about 2 years ago, and I just kind of checked in with him the other mm-hmm. day to kind of see what's going on. Hey, man, what's going on? And because I had noticed a post he made, and I was like, man, you're doing some type of giveaway. Like, what are you doing, man? Like, what's mm-hmm. going on here? And
what's the thoughts behind this?
Yeah. What are you doing? Like, yeah. I obviously, if you're going to give something away or have some type of sweepstakes or hook, whiz bang, this is all whiz bang. This yep. is all it is.
Yep.
And we got to talking, and he's doing one guy's play and a gym launch thing, and his business is close to going out of business, and it all hit me all at once. He got away from the fundamentals of the business,
yeah.
and now he's in desperation, right? He's well under 30K a month. He's doing 25, 26, can't get over the hump, can't figure things out, losing coaches taking clients, and everything's a mess. And he says, if something doesn't work, I'm going to close my business at the end of the year. Yeah. And that's a really tough part. I mean, we had a guy, you know, he was approaching 50,000
in recurring revenue.
And something happened. I think he lost a coach that wiped out some portion of his business. And anyways, it just went downhill further and further. And now he's just throwing stuff out there. And I hate this for this guy. He's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
Offered a lot of advice and help, but you know, you're only going to do what you're going to do. Right. Mm-hmm. So, I felt it was relevant to talk about this because I think not only did we hear about him, there was two other gyms mm-hmm. doing very similar stuff.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of it does go back to that podcast that we did on being careful about the offers that you're jumping into. I mean, everybody, that's the thing about fitness marketers right now. They're the ones presenting what you're going to do in your gym, not just how to market your services. And right. that's where the problem comes in, right? The challenges are notorious for it. A lot of like, the short-term weight loss goals and things like that. Like if that's not the ethos of your business, are you even attracting the right type of clients for your business? And as we've seen time and time again, no, it ends up ruining the group of people that are there for your ethos. You know, you start to change the culture of your gym, and that's when things start to really slip. You start to lose not just the new people coming through the door, but the people that have been loyal to you and with you for years. They're the ones that are going to feel the effects and leave your business too. And that's tough. So yeah, just be careful. But desperation is never a great place to make decisions from, right? Nope. And we just, quite often we just see short-term fixes being like the appeal and the draw. And it just, it's like a PSA again, you know, you just gotta be careful on the decisions you make because it's gotta be in alignment with what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the time we see it.
Attention gym owners. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show. Cash grabs, mm-hmm. You know, listen guys, we can put a campaign together and you can make, you know, 20, 30 grand without even really spending any money on mm-hmm. paid ads. I mean, you've got your lead list, that doesn't break your ethos. That's the kicker, exactly. Right? That's what this episode's about, is breaking your ethos of what you believe in as a gym owner. Do you believe in short-term fixes? Do you believe in, I don't know, Ozempic and all these things that promise these big weight loss things? Or do you believe in, you know, lifestyle changes, slow and steady, you know, 2.3 pounds a week in weight loss, fat loss over time, building muscle, that path. Do you believe in that? Yeah. Or do you believe in, hey, you know, we're going to do this crash diet and really screw up mentality.
Whatever it takes type of thing.
I'm going to take a wild guess and say 99% say, hey, the long-term lifestyle approach is the right way to approach your fitness goals for lasting results. I'm just going to take a wild guess.
Yeah.
But yet you do the exact opposite by attracting people that are looking for. And now look, I get the appeal.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what the human beings that are seeing your ads want. Sure. They want the quick fix, just like you want the quick fix in your gym, but you're both breaking your own
ethoses,
right? Yeah. And you're just in a jam. So I guess what you really need to have is cash.
Yeah.
You need to have cash. With cash, with cash flow, with reserve, you don't make stupid decisions. You're very clear. And that's, you know, goal number one of our coaching program is get your base operating expenses or your recurring revenue to cover your base operating expenses so that you don't have to make stupid decisions.
That's it right there. Is the decision is a byproduct of, you know, the position you've put yourself in.
Correct.
And contrary to what all of those other plays are doing, it's a cash influx, right? Like it comes in and then it's gone and then you have to go come up with the next one or try and relaunch that same thing, and it's cyclical, but you're not creating that long term recurring revenue that we focus our programs around, right? Once that is the foundation, the rest of the business is clear.
Yeah.
Like now it does become like a scale situation, right? Go run that play over and over and over and you grow that recurring revenue. You just don't find yourself in that desperate place, you know, throwing shit at the wall.
Yeah, and I hate it for everybody because you're getting taken advantage of. And I think that's really where this podcast's coming from. That's more of like, I just want the best for everybody, honestly. But I understand where you're coming from. I understand because who else is going to pay the bills? It's coming out of your pocket. You're a refinancer. Something's got to happen. So you do it.
Yeah.
Right. But, you know, there's other ways to do it, right? Like there's that line of credit I was talking about. I mean, if you have the cash, then none of this matters.
Pretty much. Right?
Yeah. All this stuff, you stick to your gun. So are you strong enough in your ethos? Do you have strong enough business, a game plan to outrun your cash flow losses the right way? I mean, that's what it comes down to, a long, steady, right way to do it. And it's just unfortunate. It's the loudest marketer or the loudest guru that gets your money. And it's even though it's not a superior product per se. Dan Henry, I was just talking to Dan Henry over the weekend. If you guys don't know Dan, he's a buddy of ours from the digital marketing
world. Yeah.
And he goes, he goes something along the lines of, I think we can all agree that people don't buy the best product. They buy what sounds like the best product.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And the case in point is that you have what's the opposite of superior?
Inferior
product being sold to people because it sounds like a better option, even though once you get behind the curtain, the actual product stinks, whereas there's a really good product over here that doesn't sound really sexy, but it's a better product, right? Yeah. So people buy what sounds like a better product, not what is the better product.
And that's the challenge of vetting and going through these things and seeing what they actually, you know, what they contain, what you have to do in order to go make that level of success happen. And per your point, that's at the expense of your ethos and your belief. And it's unfortunate because I guarantee a lot of them are like the desperation, the need is so great that they're not even vetting that stuff. I'll do anything to pay the bills.
It's the one that sounds like the best.
And to be clear, guys, I mean, we talk long-term recurring revenue. That happens quick. I mean, you know, though the promises of growing revenue and the ridiculous claims that a lot of those companies are making, most of that, I mean, almost every ad that I've ever seen, none of it's about recurring revenue, right? So it's all, you know, paying fulls right now or high ticket items or something, some kind of interesting hook. We're attracting clients every day that are paying your full price memberships and you're stacking those bodies. Those are, most of our clients are running annual memberships, you know what I mean? So these clients are getting paid month over from that person after attracting them once, not having to resell them in 90 days or 60 days or whatever.
Yeah.
And so just, I mean, the last case study that we did, I mean, I doubled her revenue
in
4 months. You know what I mean? Like, would you invest a little bit of time and energy to have twice the foundational business in 4 months versus 60 days of 20 grand one time type of thing.
Yeah.
So it can happen the right way in a short period of time also, but it's what you're focusing on. And a lot of these things, the promises are way larger than the actual results.
Yeah. It's an unfortunate. And the particular gentleman that I was speaking to is locked into an annual agreement and he's gotten zero. I mean, he's gotten maybe a ROAS of 0.2.
Oh,
seeing 20 cents back on every dollar spent on the ads and on the campaign, irrespective of what he's paying this company, which is in the 42,000 ish range or whatever the hell they're charging per week. Or it's disgusting. Honestly, it's really unfortunate that this is happening, but it's everywhere. I mean, guys, I get served with the same ads you do. I don't know. I just wish it wasn't the desperation that many gym owners find themselves in. There's a lot of things that put you in desperation. Number one, I would say your model in general might put you in desperation because you're not set up for success to begin with. You've got a low price point, large group training model,
ultra competitive environment that requires
so many bodies to come into the door, and churn is high, and it's just this big game of refilling the bucket, and it's just you'll never get ahead. Like you're doomed to begin with.
Yeah.
There's that issue. Then there's mismanaged cash flow. There's wasted spend on things, totally different topic, but there's probably a lot of things in your business you're wasting money on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, during COVID, we just had time. We just had more time to look at the books. Found like 4 subscriptions for music. Yeah. We found stupid stuff. We canceled a bunch of stuff. And obviously everything helps the bottom line. It's not about what you make up top. It's what you keep, obviously. But there's a way, other ways to go about it. I mean, I really think focusing on the delta, the recurring revenue, the growth of the recurring revenue over time, like you said, and stacking EFTs, that's the answer.
Yep.
That's the answer. Yeah, you don't get it all back in one shot, but you get it back in a couple months, and then it stays there.
Yeah, and that's the thing is you, like, if you're going to do all of this work, do it for your greatest return. You know what I mean? Like,
Long term, I
wouldn't want to change my whole front end of my business, offer things that we don't currently do, and then all of a sudden hope that those people are there and 2 months, 3 months, you know, that's just, it's not the right way to go about building a long-term sustainable, you know, respectable business.
All right. Another PSA. It must be in the air over these last couple episodes. That's it for this episode, guys. Hopefully that helps you understand a little bit more about your ethos and sticking to your guns. Honestly, that's what it comes down to. Don't break that for anything. Just stay with what you believe in as the right way. And hopefully that helps you guys. That's it for this episode. Until next episode, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. And thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast, where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies 7-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.